Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no other place to be than right here, right now. Straight up. My word. Dollhouse Radio. Shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And if I get gigantic bucks, I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking. Looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Damn.
Yo, what up, this your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA, I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You tuned in live. We're all talking on filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Get at your girl, I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page. That's All Talk No Filter at Twitter. And get at the whole family at Dollhouse Radio. Dollhouse_radio at Twitter. We got the juice lined up for y'all today because that's what we do, man. Before I go any further, let me get the rest of the dynasty on the line. My girl, Niecy, that dude, my dude. Rap star, what's the word?
Yo, hey. What's good, everybody? What's popping? What's up with you?
Hey.
Wait a minute. Let's try that again. Let's get this popping. My girl, Niecy, that dude, my dude, rap star. What's the word? Y'all came in sounding half ass dead. Come on, man. Come on. Type it up. What's up? How y'all feel? What's the matter?
What's going on? What's good?
What's up, everybody? Happy Sunday. Join
you
the weather.
Right, rap star? You sound extra different today.
Nah, I just found out that my cousin got shot last night. So, like, I'm not in that, you know, just hopping around and everything. It's crazy.
I'm sorry to hear that. Prayers, man. Prayers up.
Thank you.
They're still living, right?
Yeah.
They made it, right? Okay.
Yeah, he's in critical condition. But the crazy thing is he's a police officer. But he didn't get shot duty. He actually got shot off duty. You know, he was at a party and everything like that. And I guess there was a fight and he was trying to break it up. And he ended up getting shot 8 times.
Eight times? Damn, that's blessings that he made it through that.
Yeah, so it's crazy. It's crazy when you think of somebody who's in the police force and you already know that. Like, now me personally, I don't like the police. I never did, you know. But this is family, you know.
Right.
He's one of the good ones. He's one of the good ones. Actually, when there was when that young boy in my city who got killed by the other policeman, you know, he was actually thinking about quitting the force because he was saying that the police force is so corrupted and so racist that he kind of was ashamed to be a part of the brethren. But when you have somebody who's in the police force, you always, you know, in the back of your mind, always think about, you know, some shit happening because of the line of work they're in, but you hardly ever think about some shit happening when they off duty, you know, when they civilians themselves, you know. So that's the crazy thing about it, you know.
A lot of people forget, like, when they clock out, you know, saying part of the oath that they take is they still have to be a protective entity even when they're not in their uniform. Because I got police officers in my family, too, you know what I'm saying, detectives also. So they forget when they come out of their uniform, they still have – they have to uphold a certain, you know, just like with doctors. When they're not in those white coats, and they're an average person, they still are sworn to protect people or help them, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, they don't think like that. So condolences, but I'm sorry for what happened to your people, and prayers, much love, prayers to you and your family. I know that's rough.
I'm so sorry, Rob. Sad.
Thank you.
Now, I hope he gets a speedy recovery and back on his feet soon. Real soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
What's up with y'all?
Oh man, I'm trying to not melt. Cause it's been hot around this motherfucker. I'm just trying to not melt. That's it, you know. They say sugar don't melt, but I ain't sure, you know. You know.
Oh my God, I cannot.
What?
This motherfucker said she's sweet than a motherfucker. Okay.
Yeah. Like a pinky stick in this motherfucker. Even.
Jesus Christ.
Niecy, what's up with you, mama? What's good? How you doing over there?
I'm fine. I just ate, so you already know.
Oh, Lord.
Don't tell me you got the itis, Niecy.
I need to eat a little more, then I'll be really bad. No, I didn't eat
wait till we finish to get smacking the shit, because you know she'll go in. And I was like, Niecy, what the fuck is you eating?
I cooked early. No, I'm going to eat later a little bit more. I only made some good-ass salad, chicken salad, but I only ate a little bit early. I'm going to eat after I, you know, take care of my four-legged child.
I'm gonna make a quesadilla for dinner. We going to do these announcements real quick, and then we be back for that. Where they do that at? Y'all some nasty motherfuckers out here, but we got your ass. All right, we be right back. Y'all have some announcements. Let's go.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @DalHouse_radio and on Instagram at @DalHouseRadio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Hey. If you're just not tuning in, you heard live All Talk No Filter on Dow House Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, hit the one. We got you. But Rap Star 412, you know, where they do that?
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, people, we trust employees or employment. You know, when we go out for a job, you know, we always put our best foot forward to, you know, try to get that job or try to, you know, prove to the company that we are the best at what we do, and we can take the company a lot further. So the steps that we take, you know, it's 2019. We don't expect any wolves to be, you know, pulled over our eyes or different things like that. But this story, and it's really interesting, being that it happens in 2019. I'm not really surprised, but at the same time, I am. The IT staffing, CNET or Cynet Systems, when you go and you apply for their jobs and everything, you know how different websites, you have LinkedIn, where you go, you put your application or you put your resume on the internet. It's like an online resume for when you send your applications. A lot of different companies go and they can actually review your application and see, you know, what level of skill that you have, where'd you graduate from, your high school diploma, this, that, and the third, previous jobs and everything. You know, people, you know, they put it up on LinkedIn. Well, this company, in the descriptions of their qualifications of a type of job that they was having, their qualifications, you know, they're listing their qualifications, you know, high school diploma, you know, certain amount of degree, years of experience and everything. Do you know, within those qualifications, they actually put preferably white or Caucasian? Where do they do that at, where when you have a company who's actually putting out this information on the internet to where people, they go on LinkedIn, and like I said, LinkedIn is a website where employment, people go for employment, they post it up their applications. On the job that was in the descriptions of the actual job being viewed, there was a qualification saying they prefer you to be white or Caucasian for this job. I never heard of that before in my life, where a job blatantly said they only wanted white or Caucasian. After that, you know, they probably, you know, before that, you know, companies, they would probably hire you, or they would treat you a certain way, or they would just not hire you because you're a person of color. But to actually have that on the internet as the qualifications, it's unheard of. Now, since that happened, you know, there's been people who was applying for the job that they actually complained about it. They took it up. And now CNET Systems IT staffing is actually putting out a formal apology on the internet, saying that these views aren't theirs, and, you know, they're sorry for the posting. What do you think about that, Nisi, STL?
That shit's fucked up. That's first class prejudice. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, if you got people every day that get fired or not hired because of their hair, their name, fuck it. At least them motherfuckers being honest. Don't waste my time. I look at it like that. Like, fuck it. Oh, they don't want me there. That, before I even waste my time submitting all my information and going through the testing and all that, let me know you ain't fucking with me. I mean, it's appalling, but to be honest, dog, I'm not surprised, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? It happens every day. You got people that get fired because of their name, get fired because of their hairstyle and things of that nature. I mean, I'm not surprised. It's appalling. It's not right. But am I surprised? I'm not surprised.
But this is actually the first time.
At least let me know that you don't want to fuck with me from Flip.
You're right, but this is actually the first time that I actually seen a company, I mean, other than, you know, pictures and documentaries that I would read, you know, early on in history that wasn't so far long ago, like in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, where companies would say, no dogs, no shirts, no niggas, no Mexicans, no Puerto Ricans, you know. But this is the first time in contemporary America in 2019 where I'm seeing that companies are putting on the job listing the qualifications that they prefer white people. I don't understand that. Like, that's so unprofessional. Like, even if that's how you feel like that and everything like that, that's going to bring a lot of heat towards you. And now they're apologizing and this, that, and the third. And I don't understand. That's what was posted. So why are you apologizing if this is a part of your organization? Now, whoever is in charge of, like, your HR department who posted this up, maybe you need to look into that, you know, to see, you know, what's going on, because whoever posted that, their thoughts and views may not be the thoughts and views of the company. But at the same time, if you have somebody who is a part of that and they're putting up there, I mean, you don't got nobody checking their work to see what's going on. So when people like us looks at it, we're thinking that the whole company is racist. You know, it's I don't understand. Like, that's I never seen that before in today's world. I never seen that. Like, that's fucked up.
That's them losing out on good employees. You know what I'm saying?
Now it's like you said. You know, it's different because now we live in a time where, you know, people are getting fired because of certain hairstyles that they have, or, you know, you got little boys and girls getting suspended because of their hairstyle and everything. But I just don't understand. You know, LinkedIn, you know, people use LinkedIn for professional uses. This isn't like Facebook. This isn't, you know, something else. This is where people go to seek employment. And for that to actually happen on on the internet, I would just have people not, like, be involved with that company. They can put out all the apologies that they want, but it's out there. Now everybody knows that you're racist. You're a racist company, and you only want certain number of people. This ain't about, you know, affirmative action. I guess these people don't give a damn about affirmative action because they blatantly said that they just wanted white people. Now I wonder how the people of color in that organization feels, being that they work there, and if there's any, you know, stories about racism within the country or anything, or in the company with that. I'm pretty sure there is, since that was posted up there. But I think that was a very unprofessional for them to do so. Even if you are racist, you can't put that out there. People sue nowadays.
That would have been a check I'd have been trying to get. Because you know, I'm a sue in a heartbeat, God damn it. You're motherfucking right. I need all that. I see prejudice and stuff like
they
that.
They put it out there, dude. You can't prove that that's why they didn't hire you can't prove that's why they didn't hire you. That's why the fuck they put it out there. And if you don't like it, don't fucking apply. They already put it out there. They put it out there. Look, we don't want you here. If you're not a certain stature, we don't want you here. So don't fucking apply. You're bad if you waste time doing it. They already put it out there. If you're a certain demographic, we don't want you. So fuck it. It's 1,000 companies out here hiring. Take your ass somewhere else. They already put it out there. We're not fucking with you. We don't want you for real. So. I wanted to talk about, okay, that's fucked up. I want to talk about these nasty motherfuckers, because that's what we was promoting, is talking about these nasty motherfuckers. That's fucked up about them with the, What can you do about it? Nobody has a solution for that. Companies are prejudiced. People are prejudiced. They're trying to put it out there, we don't fuck with you. So if they don't fuck with you, you could get mad, but you can't sue nobody for saying, I don't want to fuck with you. It's not like they hired you and got you in there and say, ha, 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 you're Hispanic, you're black, we're firing you because of that fact. They told you, your ass before you applied, we don't fucking want you here. If you're not of Aryan skin, we don't want you.
That shit's fucked up.
It's fucked up, yeah, but it's that company.
Straight,
go,
straight
and go, you have got to go somewhere
want,
else.
They might as well just say no niggas. No niggas.
That's like saying I don't like having sex with BBWs, but you're like, in the BBW, you say, come on, and you try to get that person to be a bag for you, but they put it out there, I don't like BBWs. So what the fuck? You're not going to fuck with them, right?
Because
you're
no,
a BBW. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It ain't nothing you can do about that. And that's their company missing out on good employees, you know what I'm saying, because of something as simple as the color of your skin. Being white does not make you qualified. Being black
Damn
does
so
not dope. Make you ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. It doesn't have to necessarily be black. Being anything
be
other than white does not make you unqualified, period.
Right, and these type of things that pops up, you know, when I see a lot of people talk about, you know, back in the day, and they say, oh, you know, it's different from back in the day, or they got a lot better from, you know, 40, 50, 60 years ago, and I'm like, not quite. I don't think we got better. I think people got better of hiding their prejudice and racism and gotten better with moving
that's,
among
that's
the times.
That's a falsehood
because,
in itself. People haven't
yeah.
gotten better at hiding shit. It's out there in front of your face now. They was hiding it back in the day. They ain't hiding that shit no more. They got it out there. They got it on, they wearing it on their back. They putting it on their cars. They ain't nobody hiding shit. They have free fucking form right now to say and do whatever the fuck they want to do. Ain't nobody hiding nothing. Ain't nothing being hidden. They was hiding
it
and afraid to say it before, but now they feel like they got free reign to say and do whatever. Ain't nobody hiding nothing no more, dog. They not hiding shit.
And speaking of, for all the listeners out there, I got blocked from my Facebook. I'm in Facebook jail until the 17th because I was putting a little racist ass back in his place. So you can find me on Cameron Cortez Part 2. So, yeah, that was something that I had to deal with. Niecy,
I didn't know who it was. I was
why
is he saying nothing? I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Who is this? I thought you know how, you know the out the country, and I said it like I mean it. You out the country motherfuckers be making 1,000 motherfucking pages of motherfuckers. I know for a fact they make hundreds of pages on me. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, like, and they get the fuck around and get more motherfucking views than I get. The fuck? Then we gotta fucking report my name on their page, like these underscore motherfuckers. Well, I know. I was like concerned though because it had a lot of people in common, and it had, you know what I'm saying? But Adam was like, but you know, that's what they do when they make pages of us, you know, of Americans. They friend all our friends, and our friends will just go and accept it without questioning it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And once they get in your shit, it's all said and done. It's a wrap. It
real
really
shit.
Is. They can fuck you up real bad. And then they start asking people for money, coming up with these fake stories. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they'll get the money before you will get the goddamn money. That's what's really crazy. You know, and it's sad. And then they want people to be so upset. Like, oh, well, I gave you such and such, such, such. You ain't gave me shit. You gave that shit to an out the country motherfucker. You know, it's sad because they really do make a lot of pages. So I was concerned. I'm like, who the fuck? You didn't have hardly nothing on there. All you had was all them friends. So from my standpoint, I could see it was brand new.
What had happened with me was I was in Facebook jail for, actually when I was on vacation, I was on Facebook jail for 3 days. And then when I came back, I had a day. After that day, I got put back on Facebook jail for 7 days. I was like, what the fuck? And it went even further. Like, I couldn't post, I couldn't comment, I couldn't like, and I couldn't even message.
Yeah.
So I'm getting a lot of messages in my inbox, and they're saying, nope, you're not allowed to message. So I created a new Facebook, my new Facebook, Cameron Cortez Part 2. Just within, like, 6 hours of me even starting it, I got blocked from that. So I can't post anything on that. I can message, but I can share things. I can like things. I can't comment. I can't post, but I can message. So, you know, that's what happened. I got blocked for putting a racist in this place. So it is what it is.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I made the racist. I put the racist newborn baby in the same light as a Chucky doll. Because he wanted to talk about black and brown people. And I said, you can't say that black people are criminals and your newborn son look like child's play.
We going to keep it pushing, man. We going to get into a quick break, and we be back, dog. Let's tell Boogie. Don't act. Let's go.
Yeah.
Take my time, talking so fine. Sit back and unwind. Let me put this on your mind. Drip, drip like a faucet. Can I turn you on? I'll do all the things that I know will make you wrong. I'm trying to turn this right here and sing your favorite song. Just open up for me and let me keep your mind blown. I'm talking ecstasy, and you don't need a pill. Just put your hands in my path and you see how I feel. Now you got me, girl, big heart is still. Now stop front, girl, you know you wanna let me dream. Like you don't want it when I know you do. Up on it, girl, I know you want to do. Like you don't want it when I know you do. Take off all the clothes, come on, girl, let's go.
Yeah, we back. We back. You just not tuning in. You here live with All Talk No Filter on Dial House Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. If you hear something, you want to say something, hit the one. Yeah, we gonna bounce into the hot seat. So recently, I don't know if you guys have heard or not, but recently, Jermaine Dupri was in the hot seat because he recently did an interview, and they asked him, who was his favorite female rapper in the game right now? So pretty much his response to that was he didn't have one because he felt like they was all just pretty much strippers trying to rap. So, you know, that pissed off a lot of people. You know, a couple of them clapped back. Didn't hear too much of a response from, like, Nicki or anybody, but you know Cardi B, Cardi said that, you know, she makes songs, may have made songs that weren't pertaining to just sex. And she said she didn't get a good response. So she likes to talk about her best friend, which was
pretty much her pussy. So she felt like that's what the ratings was, so that's what she gives the people. You know what I'm saying, as far as her content. Me personally, I disagree because she's had songs that weren't about just sexuality. Rain was a hit, Be Careful, things like that. That was a big hit. You know what I'm saying? But what do you guys think that that's true, that if it's not about just sex, that it's not going to get the response that you want? And do you really think that the new rappers are just strippers trying to get their issue off, is what Jermaine Dupri said, even though it is his opinion? You know what I'm saying? But do you think that that was right for him to say what he said? Because there was a lot of backlash and, you know, on social media about it.
Well, for me, sex sells. You know what I'm saying? And he ain't got no right to be trying to knock their bag. I'm just saying, if it works for them, each his own. Shit, men talking about bitches and selling pussy, you know what I'm saying, and hoes and this and that, they've been doing it from the beginning of time. It's just that females capitalizing off of it now. It is what it is. And it is what it is. Like, females that are in the rap game now, a lot of them are strippers. It gave them a window, an open area for what they knew how to do best. You know what I'm saying? And some of them are making their money off of it. I mean, it may not, music just isn't, all the music is not the same as it was. Like, for instance, someone like Rapstyle, he can bring back that old sound, and it works for him, and it sounds good. Everybody cannot, this motherfucker kills me calling me. It does not work for everybody. It don't work for everybody. You know what I'm saying? And some of these girls are pretty young, and they weren't around during that time, you know what I'm saying, or even paying no attention to, you know, to be able to handle that type of music like Rapstar can. So they using what they have, and they making money. Somebody paying for the shit, you know? Hey.
Because I love me some Megan Thee Stallion, and that's now, my thing is, Cardi, she talks about real life experiences. She do talk about coming out the mud. She straight came out the mud, and she does speak on that, from coming like a rags to riches type thing, and she raps about it. Now, Megan, I like her. She's just bad, you know what I'm saying? But she don't have bars to me. She don't have bars. Like, if it was between Cardi B and her, there is no comparison, because that's all Megan Thee Stallion, that's what she primarily talks about, is the pussy and all that, yada, yada, yada. But she don't have bars, to me. That's my opinion, but I still like her. I still like her as an artist. But when it comes to bars, I think that Cardi actually talks about going through trials and tribulations and not having anything and coming
life.
From
it's
bullshit into a bag.
Yeah, she lives her life. Shit.
Right.
You know, but just like some of these dudes that, you know, and it's crazy we talking about this, because I was just talking to somebody about this conversation earlier, and their family member who's rapping about killing motherfuckers and shooting it, and the boy ain't never held a gun.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Studio gangs.
Ain't never held a gun. But at the end of the day, it's what's attracting the youth. And that's what's attracting the youth these days. Jesus. That's what's attracting the youth these days. You know what I mean? So these young kids, that's what they rapping about, all these young boys. You know, the mid-age and some of the young ones rapping about pussy. Everybody rapping about a pussy, whether it be a boy, a male, or a female. They talking about pussy.
True.
Really,
fact.
Think about it. Like, last night, I'm sitting here listening to the fucking radio. You got the dudes. I'm was cleaning, and I'm saying, everybody talking about somebody pussy. Because I hadn't just sat and listened to the radio in a long time, but the men and the women, all about pussy. It's not none of that old school type crap no more. Very few.
OPP. OPP. Other people's pussy.
Yeah, exactly.
Rapstar, what do you think about the situation about that, though?
But it's okay.
Diamond, what do you think about it?
Wait, it makes it okay for the male to rap about it? Because that's most of what the shit is about. What's his name? Blue. What's that boy name? the new one that be holding in front of his pants, blue some shit, whatever.
They all hold in front of their fucking pants. What you talking about?
What's his name?
Every
rap star.
Was it Blueface that you were talking about?
Yeah, told you blue something. Yeah. He talking about fucking and all that type of shit. They all talking about this. So why almost all the new rappers, the guys, is talking about fucking. They ain't talking about fucking another dick. They, you know, an ass. They talking about fucking a pussy. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, does it make it any better because they're males talking about sticking a dick in something? Or like, is, you know what I mean? They're trying to capitalize off of women's pussy. So why shouldn't a female capitalize off their own pussy? What they know best, the ones who really, the strippers. Because we know what's done in the dark. You know what I'm saying? We know what a bitch got to do on the side. Some of them. You know what I'm saying? Some of the girls don't do all that, but you know what I mean? Got a lot of them who do extras. Come on now. It don't make it better.
You have to understand.
That. Go ahead.
He has to understand, Jermaine, like Jermaine Dupri, and I get it. You always entitled to your opinion. You can't take nobody's opinion away from them, but I think he has to understand that our times have changed so much. You can't really be a Queen Latifah style, brat style female, you know what I'm saying, like that kind of rap for real. The only person that got away with that, and I feel like that's because people don't even look at her as a woman rapper for real, is Young M.A. And that's because she gets off more of a nigga persona than some of these dudes out here. And that's real talk. With the skinny jeans and the purses and all that bullshit, she got give off a more masculine persona than half these male rappers out here. Facts.
Now, here's what I gotta say about that. Because what you gotta separate the art form away from the business. Now, just like Nisi said, suck sells, and everything had always been like that. But people gotta think Jermaine Dupri, he's been around for a long time. So with his opinion on the culture, he's looking at as the culture itself. So when he talks about females being, you know, strippers and rappers, well, name how many female rappers are actually popping out right now, as opposed to how many rappers that was popping in the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s. You had a whole wide range of female rappers with their own different style and personas, so where you can get a little bit of flavor. If you wanted to get your nasty on, all you had to do was go put on a little Kim record. If you wanted to go feel all political and everything like that, you go put on a Queen Latifah record. If you just wanted, you know, something, you know, to be real hip hop and storytelling, you put on an MC Light record or a Missy Elliott record.
Yeah.
You know, if you wanted to, you know, get gangster, like real gangster, you put on a Lady of Rage record. But because there's a lack of actual female rappers out right now. And every female rapper, I'm going to say this, piggybacks off the next motherfucker. I'm not going to lie. There's one Cardi B song that I like.
You know what, no rap star? You know, the reason that there's a lack of female artists right now is because they won't allow certain artists in the fucking game. If you don't have a certain female persona, they ain't fucking with you. And that's real fucking dope. If you don't have a certain persona or you're not showing your skin, they ain't fucking with you like that in the industry as a female. You could be the most sloppiest, nastiest, ugliest dude and get on. But if you're a female, you got to come out looking like Nicki and fucking Cardi.
And that's the problem, because there's this MC named Ciroc. She's dope. Like, she calls herself the God MC. She's, you know, she's like a lyricist. She speaks about black issues. She speaks about, you know, she got bars for real. My father listens to her all the time. He watches her YouTube all the time. But people in today's contemporary music industry don't want the females that actually stand for something. They want the Cardi B's. They want, you know, the other ones that, you know, do the stripper and everything like that. So I can understand where Jermaine Dupri is saying it feels like every stripper out here is trying to rap. It's not the, they might put out songs, but how many of them are going to say, you know what? I seen them on a Source magazine. They got 5 bars going on. This is a lyricist. Like, yo, did you hear her spit that shit last night? Yo, she was going, like, all of them makes Party, all of them makes Party songs. It's only for business. They're only good for business. They're not good for the actual culture of hip hop. They are rappers for money, but they're not hip hop artists and they're not MCs. There's a difference between being a rapper and being an MC. Those bitches over there is just rappers. You can get anybody off the street to, you know, to do the kumbaya and everything like that. But you have not a lot of MCs in the business where people's actually paying attention to. There's a lot of MCs on the underground. And a lot of the problem with when you get MCs on the underground that actually makes it, sometimes they get into the business and change their style. They didn't sound like they did when they was underground. Now, all of a sudden, they got their contract. They flipped their whole style. They ain't like they was. So it's the industry's fault for putting that. People say, oh, it's what the people want. No, it's not really what the people want. It's the things that the people is giving. The industries are giving it to them. The radio stations are giving it to them. The radio stations, they're not going to put out a rapper that's going to talk about police brutality or like that. They're not going to talk about a rapper who's talking about, you know, uplifting the black and brown community and racist ass companies putting out preferably white shit on there. They're not going to promote that. They're going to promote sex because everybody can formulate, everybody can understand sex. And that's what the business is. So it's more than likely the companies, the music business, the media who promotes all that shit. And that's why Jermaine Dupri said what he said, because he comes from an era of hip hop where there was whatever female was, even if they had a sex symbol or a certain sex appeal about them, all of them was not the same. All of them had different flavors. And it's the same thing with the men. All these men want to be trap artists and this, that, and the third, and talk about
skinny
the bullshit.
Skinny jeans and all this other
skinny
bullshit.
Skinny jeans and everything
and
like that. Everybody, there's no originality. None. If you're original, if you're original, people look at you different. Back in the 90s and the early 2000s, I remember Gorilla Black. Gorilla Black was from Compton. Gorilla Black looked and sounded just like Biggie Smalls. He made that one album, didn't hear nobody yet. Haven't heard from him since. Because people say he sounded too much like Biggie. Now you got these motherfuckers who everybody got dreads and a different color dreads. Everybody look like Lil Wayne now. I don't understand it. This one rapper told me, he was like, I'm a little bit more lyrical than Gucci. Well, whoever said Gucci was a lyrical rapper, my nigga?
That's a mess. Mm.
So, like, everybody's a Klingon. That's what hip-hop has been reduced to, is everybody being a Klingon to the next motherfucker. You could be influenced by a motherfucker, but you can't copy the whole goddamn style. And that's what the whole thing is. All these female rappers who feel like they want to be the next Cardi B, how about you be the next you? How about you be the first you? Not the next Cardi, but the first you. Make me listen to your music and be like, so what's different from you? What's different from her? What's different from her? You know, what makes me want to listen to your story rather than listening to Cardi B? But, like I said, there's a difference between rappers and MCs. There's a difference between rappers and MCs.
All that.
And that's the whole difference.
Right. That's a good way to go out on that. We're gonna end that third, man. We're gonna slide into them honey dip thoughts, man. We running behind. We gotta get back on track. So we ain't gonna even take no break. Niecy, go.
Yeah, my thoughts for the day is I can only go into my experience and it being some of these old-ass motherfuckers getting involved in young bullshit, like kid bullshit, like 18, 19, 20.
It's like some interference or something, Niecy. Check, mic check. I don't know
if
you're in front of a fan or some.
No, I'm not. I'm not in front of anything.
Okay.
It's not me moving.
phone is sitting down.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So I'll hear no more. Okay.
Yeah, I never moved. Anyway, so like I was saying, you know, these old people, older folks getting involved. You know, it's summertime. You know, these kids is out here fighting, getting in the, you know, getting into mischievous shit, arguing. You know, it's hot. You know, and it's offensive to me, and it I almost let it take me out of character. You know what I'm saying? But someone getting involved in some kid bullshit that they shouldn't be involved in. Someone actually pulled a knife on an adult. An adult pulled a knife on one of my daughters. You know what I'm saying? And see, I'm not for that shit. You know what I mean? My daughter didn't tell me about it at the time. She told me a whole week later, you know, but it was nothing but a phone call for me. You know what I'm saying? And it is a distant, it's a family member of a cousin of mine, like his wife's sister or some bullshit like that. You can't make kids choose who they want to be friends with. You know what I'm saying? My daughter chooses to only to be neutral. You know what I'm saying? And because these other people have an issue with my daughter's other friends, they try to, I guess, threaten her into being, you know what I'm saying, not fucking with the other people. And, you know, I normally would have got up and been on my way. You know what I'm saying? But as because it happened a week ago, you know what I'm saying? And me and her was out together, and I'm, you know, finding out what's going on in her life, what's happening, this, that, and the other, because she came to an appointment. She was all upset and everything. And I'm like, you know, because it's just been, you know, I guess it's really bothering her. She tried to handle it on her own. They normally don't say shit to her because they know how we give it up, and it's going to be an in-house family problem. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's on site. It's on site, because what you won't do is you won't get a second chance for no shit like that, you know. And that's just my issue on, you know what I'm saying, these kids be out here, they get into shit, let kids deal with that shit. You know what I'm saying? I had to call my cousin, you know, the person that me and this bitch have in common, had to call them and let them know, motherfucker, if I call my brothers, you already know what's going on. We're going to tear that motherfucker up.
Mr. Brown,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, dirty bitch with a dirty bra. Yeah. I had to call my cousin and tell your wife that if I dial any numbers, if I call my brothers, it's going to be a problem. Because trust, I'm on my way. And I talked to my daughter, was here last night, and the day before, and my questions was, you know, have you seen anything? Has anybody, she said, they see her, won't say shit. They already know. If I leave out this motherfucking house and I ain't going to work or going out of town or going to pay a bill or the grocery store, I'm coming to fuck some shit up. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't understand why a grown-ass motherfucker, bitch, you 50 years old, pulling a motherfucking knife on some motherfucking, on a 20-year-old. Trying to, first of all, threatening her? That's what we don't do. That's what we don't do. My kids ain't got but one mother. And I've been in my baby's lives all. And they ain't babies, but they my goddamn babies.
Right.
I've been in their life all their life, except for when I was locked up. And I was still in their life, just not present at home with them. But I was on the phone every time you turn around. You know, so at the end of the day, I'm the mother from hell about mine. You know, I don't get involved in all that kid shit. You know what I'm saying? I try my best not to, unless somebody trying to jump them or some shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because they might end up going back. You know what I'm saying? Like after the fact, you know what I'm saying? Or they'll still be friends with that person, mm-hmm. and you done went to that length of getting involved with that.
The lady, the family, the people who the old bitch that pulled that knife on her,
mm-hmm.
they feeling like because bitch, your distant family, because your cousin, sister, whatever, married my cousin. That's it. My daughter don't roll with y'all, but she called them her cousins.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's how
right.
she grew up. You know, it could be, yo, it could be, like, I got male cousins. My kids don't call them their cousins. They call them their uncles. You know what I'm saying? Because that cousin was actually, like, a male figure in their life. Like, when I couldn't deal with them, I'd pick up the phone, call they motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying? Because you come and, you know what I'm saying, do what you got to do, especially if I'm out of town. This daughter or that, because I got all girls, you know what I'm saying? This one or that one over there acting up, and I'm in California, you know what I'm saying? And the people who got kids saying they acting up, they go, they call them uncle this, uncle that. They don't be like cousin, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, at the end of the day, I felt like this, and I made it real clear to my blood cousin that motherfucker, y'all don't, it'll be an in-house family problem. Because I'm coming every family reunion gunning for this bitch. You understand what I'm saying? And I made it real quick. I told him I'll blow that bitch brains out. I'm not fucking playing. Ain't been no more problems. Because they know I'm real. I've been trying to, you know what I'm saying, mind my business, stay to myself. But when it comes to my motherfucking kids, bitch, you grown. Easy to call my aunts or somebody, be like, you know, what's her mother number, or you know what I mean? Whatever.
Right.
Because they know how we handle things as in a family, inside the family. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then this is crazy because I see the bitch, I know she's my cousin's, you know, wife's family. And I don't even know the whole name, okay? I just know this bitch by her dirty-ass bra in her face. Because she's coming to family functions looking like a slut. Okay, I do porn, but I don't come to my family functions looking like a slut with a dirty bra. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like, nasty. You know? Bitch look dirty. No, but at the end of the day, I'm a real parent when it comes to some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to stand around. There's things that I can't prevent. Things are happening out in the streets. Kids is killing each other. You know what I'm saying? This, that, and the other. But, bitch, you grown. You grown. Who is you to tell somebody who the fuck they can talk to?
That's part of the problem and shit. We need some of these fucking adults to stand up and be, you know, try to mediate some shit, not start
That's
shit.
That's what I'm saying. That's why mm-hmm. I said she could have easily called me. She could have easily reached out. My number, my main number, my family number, don't change. I've had the same family phone number for years upon years upon years. You know what I'm saying? So it's impossible. And even if that was the case, my family know they, my father's side of family will come to the door in a heartbeat, okay? Them the only motherfuckers that get away with just popping up at my house because they don't come unless it's some detrimental shit or a motherfucker die. They don't ring this doorbell. And they come in threes. My grandmother had 11 kids, okay? They come in threes. So... And you know what I mean? There's no way that bitch you couldn't reach out if you felt that there was something that serious. No, she was on some old childish bullshit. Bitch,
right.
I'm going to make you grow up real quick.
Childish.
I'm going to make you grow up real quick. I'm going to bring your ass down to reality. Bitch, I'll take you out of here. You know, so, you know, my thing, my key thing, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, act your motherfucking age. You stay out them kids' shit.
Right, that's the thing. Let them do their thing and let them work. That's the problem. These fucking parents, man, they don't let kids work out their own bullshit. How the fuck do you think they can't grow? They can't grow up. Let them grow the fuck up. Let them. That's how people learn project resolution. It's solving
but if
problems.
It was that, if it was bothering her that much, her bringing it to me, we could have sat these motherfucking kids down. You know what I'm saying? Especially the family. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're a dirty-ass bra. We could have sat them fucking kids down, and we could have had some type of conversation. And I ought to let you know, bitch, you can't dictate what the fuck. She got one mama. You know what I'm saying? But you can't dictate who she can be friends with. My kids ain't in no motherfucking gangs and no shit like that.
You know, you can't dictate no motherfucking bullshit. I don't give a fuck about nobody else's kids that be with them or none of the other shit. But what you won't do is fuck with that, not that one. Knowing the bitch, knowing my kids is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. And the apple don't fall far from the tree because I'm going to bring it to you. It ain't nothing but a motherfucking phone call. You know, you hate to involve. I hate to because my brothers do not like to come out for bitch shit. You know what I'm saying? They try not to get involved with bitch shit.
Right. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? They try not to be involved with that. But when it comes to a nigga, the bitch done try to have, from what I understand, the whole beef is with my daughter and some girl that's living with this bitch, this old bitch. They're still their kids. Let them motherfuckers do what they got to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And
if bitch that my daughter had a problem with, yeah, they scared because they know my daughter is gay. This particular one is gay. So they feel like this is a little young bitch, go call a nigga. Now I'm going to have to call my brothers because, bitch, what? Ain't no niggas going to put their hands on my motherfucking child. You know what I'm saying?
At the end of the day, she's still a woman.
Let them, huh?
At the end of the day, she's still a woman.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said, and my daughter said the same thing. I'm still a female. What the fuck you gonna call a nigga for me for? You know what I'm saying? Throw them hands. You know what I'm saying? Or leave her the fuck alone. Because she always ready for it. She's her mother. She's her mother's daughter. She always ready for it. You know, pain or no pain. You back a motherfucker in the corner, they coming out. You know what I'm saying? Coming out clean. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, but like I said, my thing for today is you grown motherfuckers stay out them kids' shit.
Right. Let them do that thing. Let them motherfuckers solve it by their damn self. Because I tell people this all the time. So, and I said it to you, Nisi, like if something happened, kids have to be able to solve their own shit and go on and just take the things that you've instilled in them and apply it to real life situations. You know what I'm saying? That's mm-hmm. how kids, we got to teach these kids problem resolution. You know what I'm saying? How to solve it, because it only gets worse. It just gets more difficult. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't get any easier. You know what I'm saying?
I can't say I'm proud, like, you know, she's been going through, you know, to sit back, and, you know, like we talk about all the time, to sit back and she goes through a lot with her girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She goes through a lot
Don't
with
do
her.
It. Don't do it.
I'm not going to say it, but she goes through a lot with her, and I try my best, you know what I'm saying, to fall back. But I make it clear that she better not hurt her. You know what I'm saying? She better not hurt my motherfucking kid, and I'm not talking about no mental shit. Fuck all that. She got to take that with a grain of salt and handle it, deal with it, accept it. But I do tell her, bring your motherfucking ass. You know, you don't got to stay nowhere you ain't wanted, and you ain't got to stay nowhere because you ain't like you ain't got a home. You know what I'm saying? Even though that is your house, you still have a home. You know what I mean? When shit get bad and you feel like your life is in danger at any point given time, you bring your motherfucking ass. Get the fuck away from the problem if you can. You know what I'm saying? Get away from the problem
right.
before, because she's going to react. My daughter will react, and one of the two will get hurt. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, she has been calling and mom on my way. You know what I'm saying? And coming home and, well, to, you know, our home. And, you know, just laying down and giving her little girlfriend a moment of peace. You know, they sometimes being together, and that's not just because of them being young people. It's anyone. Being together with someone 24 hours a day is not the way you're going to make your relationship work. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying
yeah,
that's for
as soon
adults,
as they get away from that shit, they're going to be out there wilding out.
Yeah, that's for adults and young people, though. You know what I'm saying? This evening before doing the show, I was speaking to someone, and he was talking about the jealousy with his ex. And you know what I'm saying? This man is 50, 55, 56.
6 years old, going through the same old type of shit. When you're together with someone and neither of the people have nothing better to do but sniffing each other ass 24/7, man, what are you motherfuckers doing? Nothing, you know what I'm saying, outside of the household. You're going to have problems. You got to have your own life.
When you're young, you need to sow your oats. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a whole nother show. But when you're young, you know what I'm saying, you need to be out here trying to do your thing, experience new things, mm-hmm. experience new people and environments and all that shit.
Yes.
But anyway, we got to get on up out of here, man. So, yeah, hey, go on, tell them how to get at y'all.
I am Niecy Honey Dip on everything. N-E-E, S is in Sam, E, Honey with the Y, and Dip with one P. I am bookable at Ralph_Terry@Hotmail.com. I do not, once again, I got to say this every week, I do not handle bookings anymore. There is a deposit, hotel fee, and all that, so on and so forth. Ain't no bookings. You don't book me and I come for free. It don't work like that. Got to say that again. Niecy Honey Dip on every piece of social media. Entertainers page, Niecy Honey Dip XXX. Instagram, Niecy Honey Dip. Yes, I do have two Instagrams. I just started another one. It's Niecy Honey Dip page 2. Twitter, no underscore. Anything you find with an underscore, it's not me. There's a Niecy Honey Dip and a Niecy Honey Dip page 2 on Twitter also. Facebook is all Niecy Honey Dip. Anything with my name in it. So far, I ain't seen no new fake Facebook pages lately. But, you know. Oh, and go and vote. It's on all my social media. I am a nominee again. So for Urban X Awards, BBW Porn Star of the Year, and BBW website. So please go and vote. We got to change some of the shit, some of these girls that keep on the repeated chicks being voted. You know what I'm saying? Being nominated in. Let's change the world. One pussy at a time.
So silly. So fucking silly. I love it.
I like that slogan. I like that slogan.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Jermaine Dupri might not like it, but we like it.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy Rapstore. You can find me. You can find me on Cameron Cortez Facebook, but I won't be available till the 17th. So you can hit me up on Cameron Cortez Part 2, but I'm still not available until the 17th. Yeah, I'm on Facebook jail. I'm locked up. They won't let me out. Post bail on the 17th. So, you know, you can find me. You can add me. I won't get to you until the 17th. But yeah, my second one, I can do a little bit more. I can message. I can't post. I can share shit. But, you know, y'all can hit me up. Hit me on my Twitter, Rapstore412. Hit me up on YouTube, Rapstore412. It is what it is. Can't do nothing now because, you know, I'm on Facebook jail, so I can only just chill. So, yeah, word up.
He's locked up. They won't let him out.
One quick thing. Another slogan. You guys, you ladies, suck a dick, save a life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. Yeah. Oh, my. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Lick a clit,
copyright
save a life.
2019.
Yeah,
suck a dick,
I like that.
Save a life, lick clit, save a life. Trust me, everything will work out after that.
If it don't, you're not doing it right.
What you said.
All right. Ooh, Lord, please. Now, that's a whole nother story, right? That's a whole nother show. Lord, I'm going to be proud of you.
We so appreciate y'all for taking time to listen, man. Hey, we here 7 Eastern, 6 Central. We see y'all, though. We out. We appreciate you. Go on. Grip is the one.
Yeah.
Complain. Let's go.
I can't complain. Just seen a man on the corner begging for some change. Try and feed his daughter. I can't complain.
This is not what I signed up for. I sold drugs and shotguns just to wind up poor. See my close friend get killed behind his love for a whore. I guess our hearts ain't built to house the people we store. So we smoke a little loud and clean the blood off the floor. Cause nowadays men are proud to say that kid ain't yours, but mine neither. And somebody gotta be the leader. Who's really winning if everybody's cheaters? Ever seen a dope fiend going through the fever? Just a ghost from my Christmas past, Ebenezer. Jeff around that corner, we running from the Reaper. I mean, Jeff around that corner and he coming with the sweeper. Cause Ted ran his mouth and said he fucked this girl Felicia. This is everyday coffee and I ain't even add the creamer. My hood is so messy, one time for Argentina. My nigga served a century and ain't responding to the subpoena.
I can't complain. Just seen a man on the corner begging for some change, trying to feed his daughter. I can't complain. My grandmama said he getting older, but she deal with arthritis like a soldier. I can't complain.
I'm talking to Filter, Dalhouse Radio. We out.